Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Numbers 11 to 17 and 24 to 35. Numbers chapter 11 to 17 and 24 to 25. He asked the Lord, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, 'Give us meat to eat.' I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me if I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin." The Lord said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will share the burden of the people with you, so that you will not have to carry it alone." So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him, and he took some of the power of the Spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but did not do so again. The theme of my reflection is too heavy to carry alone. Too heavy to carry alone. They say if you want something done right, do it yourself. But whoever coined that phrase clearly never led a community through a wilderness with a diet of manna and constant complaints. In Numbers 11, Moses has hit his limit. We find him not just frustrated but collapsing under the weight of leadership. And it is both a painfully honest and strangely comforting scene. Even the great Moses, who spoke face to face with God, had days when he wanted to quit. Moses' complaint to God is raw. "Why have you brought this trouble on me?" He does not hide behind pious language or stoic endurance. He throws up his hands and basically says, "Did I give birth to these people? Why am I the one stuck carrying them?" The complaints of the people, especially their hunger for meat, are not just annoying. They push Moses to the edge. "If this is how it's going to be, just end it now," he cries. It is a deeply human moment, and perhaps familiar to anyone who has ever felt overburdened and undersupported. But what happens next shifts the narrative in a powerful direction. God does not scold Moses for his honesty. He does not rebuke him for weakness or question his faith. Instead, God responds with practical compassion. "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders. I will take some of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will share the burden of the people with you." Here the problem is clear. Moses is carrying too much alone. The solution? Shared leadership, shared spirit, shared burden. God acknowledges that human strength has limits and meets Moses not with condemnation, but with companionship. Leadership in God's kingdom is not about solitary heroes. It is about spirit-filled community. This moment in Numbers is more than a historical event. It is a theological statement. The Spirit of God is not in short supply. What was given to Moses is now shared with 70 others. And when the Spirit rests on them, they prophesy a visible, audible confirmation that God is empowering others to join in the work. This is not a diminishment of Moses' role, but an extension of God's grace through others. For us today, this text challenges two common errors: the myth of the self-sufficient leader and the assumption that God's Spirit is reserved for a chosen few. Whether in ministry, family, or work, many of us feel the pressure to carry more than we can sustain. But just like Moses, we are invited to name our limits honestly before God, and we are reminded that God responds not with guilt, but with grace. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "The person who loves their dream of community will destroy community, but the person who loves those around them will create community." Moses had to release the fantasy of doing it all himself and accept the gift of others bearing the load. True leadership is not about doing more. It is about making space for others to serve too. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life might you be carrying more than God ever asked you to? Number two, who has God placed around you that you might invite to share the burden? And now our practical exercise. Today, identify one area of responsibility you are managing alone. Prayerfully consider who might share that burden with you, then take a step to ask for help. It might be a conversation, delegation, or simply an invitation to pray alongside you. Gracious God, thank you for seeing us in our weakness and meeting us with mercy. Thank you for your Spirit, which you so freely share, not for show, but for support. Help us to let go of the burdens we were never meant to carry alone. Teach us to trust others, to ask for help, and to receive the strength you give through community. May we serve not in isolation, but in joyful partnership with your people and your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.